This guy gave me a story out in Los Angeles. He goes, Sam, this is the sickest, the darkest, most horrifying story I've ever read, and it's true. It's a story about homosexual necrophiliacs that were in the Los Angeles area. This is true, man. I couldn't make this up. It's too sick. I swear to God, you wouldn't think of this shit. Somebody had to actually do it for it to fucking happen. Oh, man. These guys were going around to mortuaries and morgues, offering money to be able to come in, be left alone, undisturbed, for a couple hours with the freshest male corpse. Oh, yeah, this guy told me this. He said, Sam, this is a very sick story. And it's, there's no jokes in it, and there's no way to make it funny. I said, give the story to me. Give it here. Give the story to me. Oh, yeah, and I read it, and I felt sorry for the corpses. I did. I felt sorry for these guys, because you know they lived their fucking life out, man, you know. They lived their whole life out. They went up through their ups and downs, happiness, their disappointments. And then they faced death, which none of us know a fucking thing about. It scares the shit out of everybody. Nobody talks about it. You don't joke about it. But you figure after you faced it, you know, after you actually faced death, you know, there'd be like a peace that would settle over you. You go, well, fuck it. You know, I faced death. It's over now. I can just, you know, kick back and whatever happens, happens, you know. That's why I felt sorry for these guys, because you know they were on slabs. They're on slabs and they're laying there going, well, life was tough. But at least I was able to live it out, and I was able to face death and not be afraid. And well, now I'm ready to go to heaven and be with Jesus. And hey. Hey, what's this? Oh, God, it feels like a man's dick in my ass! Oh!